I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
It is officially October 21st, if you're seeing this on the date it's uploaded. So you now have 10 weeks until the new year. It's time for you to lock in mentally, physically, and spiritually. If you're watching this episode, then you're probably a little bit insecure, maybe even unhappy with some habits in your life. I want to teach you some practical ways that we can go about these next 10 weeks so that we can attack our goals for 2025, so that we can actually live the life that, one, we were made to live, and two, we actually want to live. I believe there's three pillars that everybody wants to hit in life. Number one, physical. Everyone wants the physique. Everyone wants to look good in their own skin, to feel good in their own skin, a healthy lifestyle. People want to eat, you know, good food, but it's just hard. How can I even eat healthy? You know, I want to feel my body properly. I want to feel good, but I don't know how to do it. Number two, mental and spiritual. Everyone wants peace. Everyone wants to experience joy, a life full of happiness and all the things. Number three, finances. Everybody wants money, because without money in this day and age, you can literally do nothing. And that's not even a bad thing. The Bible obviously talks about not being a lover of money, but you can still desire money for unselfish reasons and without idolizing it. I think it actually can be really healthy. First and foremost, your spiritual health is above all most important, because actually, if you'll read your word and read the Bible, it actually shows us how we should live our life. I'm not just giving you random health advice and random fitness advice. The Bible actually tells us a lot of these things. For example, Proverbs 8:17 says, "Those that seek me early shall find me." Do you find it a coincidence that whenever the sun rises, it's light outside, and we just naturally wake up whenever there's light in our face, and then whenever it gets dark, we start to get really, really tired? We weren't made for alarm clocks to wake us up. We weren't made to be bound by a thing buzzing, our phones buzzing to wake us up. We were actually made to get up with the sun and then go down whenever it gets dark outside. Because in the past, centuries ago, they didn't have lights. Like, I could literally turn my lights on in my room and be up for as long as I want. But in the past, they didn't have that. So you had to go up with the sun and down with the sun. And I actually believe that is what we should be doing as well as Christians. And I understand there's times where it's just like you stay out later, and there's total grace for that. I'm not telling you that you have to do that all the time, but I'm telling you, if you're really wanting to lock in, the Lord created this earth to show us the times that we need to wake up, and you know we need to sleep as well. So I believe your sleeping patterns is so important. I would challenge you to go to bed around 9:30 and wake up around 6 o'clock. If you're wanting a diagram, you can kind of reshape that around your life and what you're thinking and how your body functions and processes better. I'm not saying one way is right, but this is just an example for somebody with what I've learned. The first thing you do when you wake up is go seek God. Proverbs says, "Those who seek me early in the morning." There's something powerful about you waking up in the morning and giving God your first fruits, giving God everything you have before anyone else. And what I mean when I say first fruits is the word talks about those who are planted by the riverbanks will bear fruit, in which are fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, faithfulness, self-control, all the things. When we're in relationship with Jesus, we bear fruits. So we're kind of like a tree. So every morning I like to go and sit with the Lord, to give him my first fruits. God, here is my love. Here's my adoration. Here's my everything. Because when we sit with God, the more we sit with him, the more fruits that we bear, the more peace that I seem to get. So there's something so important. The first thing that you usually grab onto or look at or listen to or look for in the morning is what you're probably finding your worth in. So for me, I used to always wake up and immediately I would grab my phone off my nightstand and just start scrolling on social media. And then I caught myself later on that day and the rest of the day struggling with finding my worth in social media and constantly wanting to pick it up and grab it to see the next comment, the next like, and what everyone else was saying. But now I wake up and I grab my Bible and I read my word and I pray. So therefore, what I was doing is in that morning was showing myself what I needed to do whenever I face calamity, when I face issues. Instead of going to the phone, I go to the word. I get on my knees and pray to the Lord. And that's where peace comes from. That is where security comes from. After seeking the Lord in the morning, I challenge you to go and move your body, get physical. Again, back in the days, we actually had to do jobs that required us to move our bodies, to work out for muscle, but now we could literally sit on our phone or sit at a computer all day, and that is our work and that is our job, which that's not what we were created for. Because when we work out and when we run, our body just naturally releases chemicals in our brains of endorphins and dopamine and all these things that make us feel good. So first, get in your word in the morning. Next, go to the gym, run. You have to move your body in some way, because the word of God in 1 Corinthians 6:19 talks about our bodies being a temple. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you are bought with a price. So glorify God in your body. I want you to imagine if you just got the nicest car ever. Say you got the brand new Porsche, and there's an instruction manual on, okay, this Porsche can only have a specific kind of oil, a specific kind of gas, and all these things. But then you just went to gas station and started filling it up with crap. You started to pour water in it and all these things, hoping that it runs. What do you think is going to happen to the car? The car is going to shut down. The car is not going to function properly. This is the same way that we are treating our temple, our bodies, with the Lord. If we only knew as a Christian the power of the one dwelling inside of us, we would treat our bodies a lot differently. And you're like, okay, why do I need to work out? Why do I need to be, you know, fitting all these things as a Christian? Like, I don't want to find my worth in my identity and my looks. It's not that you're finding your identity in your looks, but what it is doing, you were created to be active. Why do you think you have legs? Why do you think you have toes? Why do you think you have hands? You are created to be active. I just even want you to imagine the thing of, imagine if some elderly lady wanted you to help move something or wanted you to help lift something, and you were like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm so weak that I can't even do that. Like, imagine these things. We are created to exercise our bodies in ways that we're able to better help serve. And I can even say, by me working out, I've been able to serve in a lot of ways that I would not have been able to if I did not work out. So it is so important that we are taking care of our body physically, and also the things that we're eating, which goes into the car analogy. A lot of us do not realize that food is actually fuel. Yes, we are made to enjoy food and, you know, feast. That's just what Jesus did, and that's great. But we are not called to be gluttonous, and that's actually a sin. The Bible talks about gluttony being a sin, and what that looks like is no self-control whenever we eat, which that's actually a fruit of the Spirit as well. Eating everything and whenever, and it doesn't matter, eating junk food all the time.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Time, you are called to take care of your body as the temple of Christ. We are to eat healthy, we are to eat good so that we can function better, so that we can perform better, so that we can have clear minds. And a lot of us are struggling with mental health, and a lot of us are struggling with all of these things, but we don't realize, we want to take medicine, but we don't realize that 99% of it is because we are living an unhealthy lifestyle. We're living a lifestyle we were not created to live. You were not created to sleep in until 12, scroll on your phone all day, and eat Taco Bell. That is not what you were created for. You were created to wake up with the sun, sit with the sun, move your body, be active, eat healthy, work, and then go to bed with the sun. Get it? Go to bed with the Lord. That's actually crazy. Hebrews 12:11 says, "For the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant, but later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it." Another thing with working out physically is it's helped me train my discipline, that realizing that it takes physical pain for something to grow stronger. And it's the same way that James 1 talks about, whenever we are faced with various trials and temptations, to count it at great joy, because our faith and our endurance has a chance to grow. It's being tested so that it can grow back stronger. The same way that you're breaking down your muscles, it can actually build back to be stronger than it was before. The third thing is work. And I don't think a lot of Christians like working. A lot want to fundraiser, a lot want to say God's going to provide and all these things, but yes, you have to also hit the plow to the ground. The Lord still feeds the birds, but he doesn't drop the worm in the bird's nest. The Lord still provides us food and provides for us in all aspects of our lives, but it is our job to go out and get it. It is our job to go out and do it. And I believe a lot of Christians think specifically with finances that God is just going to make a way. And actually, a lot of times he does make a way, but we have to get up, because 2 Thessalonians 3:10 says, "If anyone will not work, neither shall he eat." If you don't work, you don't eat, is what God says. We are created to work. We are humans. Even in the Garden of Eden, they had jobs that they worked, that they did things, and they actually enjoyed it. Even in heaven, we're going to work. We're still going to have jobs. Work isn't meant to be miserable. We're actually designed for it. We're designed to create, we're designed to love, and we're designed to work for the Lord. So I challenge you that after you're going to the gym, that you're going to a job, that you're finding somewhere to make money, somewhere obviously that you enjoy. And if you're having trouble finding a correct place, I just challenge you to pray about it. Pray, and if you don't have a job, then ask the Lord. And if you don't like the job that you're in right now, pray, "God, is this where you want me to be?" Because the Bible says, therefore, when you work, work unto God. So maybe your boss sucks, maybe your coworkers are annoying, but at the end of the day, we no longer as Christians work for anybody. We don't work under anyone except for the Holy Spirit. We work under God. So therefore, when people see us, they see Jesus in us, at what they should at least. But I know a lot of us don't want to always be representing the Lord. So I want you to imagine if Jesus himself trusted you to clean the floors of his temple. I don't know about y'all, but I would be getting my toothbrush and getting in the nitty-gritty and doing everything. And that's the same way we should be doing, and the same perspective we should have when we're doing work. If you're washing dishes at work, if you're mopping the floor at work, if you're serving customers at Chick-fil-A, whatever your job looks like, you're a mechanic and you're changing oil. At the end of the day, we should do it unto the Lord with excellence, because we serve a God of excellence. There's a lot of people that I've met who spiritually, they love Jesus and, you know, have the spiritual language for all of these things and seek the Lord and say, "Oh, God's going to provide, he's going to do this." But yet they're caving into gluttony. They're eating so much food all the time. They're eating food, fueling their temple that is bad for them. They are overweight. People who also in that realm don't have any finances, who just trust that God's just going to bring them finances at all times, but they're not willing to hit the plow to the ground. Same way with people who are financially stable. They could even have a good physique, but yet the physical is lacking. So I think it's so important that we're hitting all three of those structures. There's a balance in that, because when we start to put our identity and worth in just one of those things, which spiritual is great. If we would put all of our identity and our worth into our relationship with Jesus and actually seek him, then everything else like Matthew 6 will be added. But a lot of people kind of use the Lord as a crutch. They kind of use him as an excuse. So it's important that we're hitting all three of those things. I want you to think about whenever you were a kid, your parents gave you a bedtime. They gave you specific rules. You couldn't have sweets, you couldn't have sodas, you couldn't have all these things. And the reason they gave you these rules was to protect you, because they created you and they know how you respond and how you react to things. It is the same way with God. Rather than looking at all these things as rules, look at them as obedience and discipline to the Father. That God is actually calling you to be restful, to be wise in your sleep and stewarding your sleep. He's calling you to be wise in what you put in your body. He's calling you to be wise in all of these things. And it's actually disobedience whenever we are constantly staying up all night and running our temple down, running our body exhausted to where we don't have a clear mind, to where when the Lord's speaking to us, we can't even think about anything except for sleep, or we can't even think about anything except for food. So it is important that we start seeing these things as obedience. The Lord created you, so therefore He created the manual, which is the Bible, to show you how you need to live, what you need to do, what you need to follow in order to thrive and in order to live a life full of purpose and what you're actually called to live. So friend, I just challenge you in these things that we've talked about, that it's time to lock in. It's time for you to seek first the kingdom. It's time for you to seek the Lord and start growing in all of these aspects. So I challenge you to wake up tomorrow morning, get up. First thing, get in your word, read a chapter. If you don't know where to start, start in James 1, or start in the book of Matthew 1, and just start reading the Gospels. Pray to the Lord, set a timer, 30 minutes to an hour, sit with God. After that, go to the gym. Oh, Karu, I have school, or I have work, wake up earlier, go to bed earlier. That's all you got to do. After that, even go for a walk if you've never worked out before. Go to the gym, go for a run. I can't afford a pass. You can run outside. You can figure something out to get your body moving. You can even do a workout in your own room. After that, if you have to go to school, I challenge you, if you're able to, get a job. But I know if you're in school, that's really hard. But if you're out of school, there's no excuse for you to not have a job. If you're just sitting at home at your parents' house being lazy, or you're just scrolling on your phone all day, that ain't the vibe. Your phone is literally so bad for you when you just scroll on all day. It can be great, but a lot of times we like to abuse the things that are the best for us. So Lord, I just want to pray over the people who are watching this video. I pray, Lord, for discipline. Lord, I just pray that you would just give them a fire, Lord, a desire to actually want to follow this, Lord, to really just enter into their next and deeper stage of life, Lord, and wanting to be more disciplined in all areas of their life. God, I just pray that above all else, that they would seek you, Lord, in all of this, Lord, that they would seek first the kingdom and all would be added. God, I just pray for strength in all aspects, mental, physical, spiritual, and I even pray for provision. I pray for financial provision over their life in the name of Jesus, Lord, for if they work, Lord, they are able to eat, Lord. So I just thank you for that, Lord. I thank you for that mentality. I just pray for strength over them in the name of Jesus, God, and that they would just be able to be aware of your presence, Lord, and all that they do, that they would hear the still small voice, Lord, that you are their shepherd, Lord, you guide them and show them what they need to do every single day in the name of Jesus. Amen. Love you, friend.